I am very, very, very interested in what you have to say about Yucca Mountain. I'm very concerned about Yucca Mountain and what they're going to put there. And they tell me that we're going to have to be custodians of this very dangerous stuff for tens, if not hundreds of thousands of years, and mankind has done nothing for that period of time.
You will be custodians, or Nevada will be custodians for, well, for essentially a million years or a little bit more, where that's the time frame over which some of this radioactivity will still be hot. Some of the waste will still be hot. And yes, you will be the custodian of that. Somebody has to be, and our fathers in Washington have decided that that will be the place to go. Unfortunately, it has been our fathers in Washington that have decided this, and not the scientific community looking for the very best site. It's been a very political thing, and this of all things in our society is of this kind is totally controlled. It's totally involving mathematical models. Hundreds of mathematical models are being used to predict the fate of the waste at Yucca Mountain. But the problem is, it's complex, but the problem is that we scientists 20, 30 years ago, when we got computers that we could sit at our desk and do so much with, we told the bureaucrats that, yes, we can predict what's going to happen 10,000 years into the future. And so the requirement has become, wherever we're going to put that nuclear waste, we must know what's going to happen for the next 10,000 years. Well, that's nonsense. Of course we don't know what's going to happen in the next 10,000 years. What's going to happen to the climate? Are we going to start another ice age? Is there going to be a volcanic eruption? But even worse than that, is the fact that recently the federal court said, no, we have to move that up to 300,000 to 1 million years. We have to know what's going to happen during the next million years. Now, that is so ludicrous. 10,000 years was ludicrous, but a million years, I can't find an adjective to describe it. We're going to go through several ice ages, and the Yucca Mountain will be maybe a tropical rainforest during that time. The groundwater will be right up to the, And, they may as well have said, the federal court may as well have said, we must put all the nuclear waste into the second ring around Saturn or something like that. It was an absolutely impossible requirement. So do we want to say that the federal courts are made up of idiots, or are we scientists at fault? And I think we scientists have to take some of that blame that we didn't tell them. We have convinced people that mathematical modeling can really predict what's going to happen, and therefore go ahead and say a million years, because we have these sophisticated, state-of-the-art mathematical models that can tell us what's going to happen. And of course, I mean, it's just a million years is just indescribably bad, just indescribably impossible. So,
well, Dr. Pilkey, if you don't use mathematical models, what can you use? Is there any way to decide where to put this waste other than what they're doing?
Well, yes, that's a very good question, because what are we going to do? Say, well, let's just hope for the best and throw in the waste? Well, of course, we can do this in a much more qualitative way. In fact, Yucca Mountain, on the surface of things, is quite a good place to be, in the sense that it's not far from where all the atomic testing went on. So there's a lot of already contaminated land. And the drainage, we know this for sure, the drainage of the groundwater and the surface water is not going to go to Las Vegas or to your town. It's going to go basically into Death Valley. Excuse me. So the groundwater is going to be a full 1,000 feet, I think, below where they're going to store the radioactive waste. So, on the surface of things, it's pretty good. But I think that I was fascinated, by the way, in a recent magazine article that interviewed people who are in the area where the groundwater will eventually flow if the repository fails.
Will it fail? Is there any way to take good bets on whether it's actually going to fail and reach the groundwater?
Oh, I think it will. I think there's no question. I think they assume that it will fail someday, and they're hoping that it won't fail for a million years, of course. But I think we should assume that it will fail. In fact, that's another approach to this thing. Assume that it's going to fail. Look at the worst-case scenario. Where's that waste going to go? And it's going to go out down a valley, a large valley. And there are people who live there, a few people, but there are now people coming in building nice houses and all that.